This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وأحسن الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وَكُلَّ ضَلَالَةٍ فِي النَّارِ. We begin with the praise of Allah. We praise Him, we seek His help, and we ask His forgiveness. Whoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whoever Allah misguides, there is no one that can guide him. And I bear witness that there is no God that deserves to be worshipped except Allah alone and with no partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah and his messenger. We ask Allah to exalt his mention and grant him peace. and to his family and his companions and to all those who follow them until the last day. Have taqwa of Allah as he deserves for you to have taqwa of him. And taqwa is for you to act in obedience to Allah and to leave disobeying Allah in order to protect yourself from his punishment. Have taqwa of Allah as he deserves for you to have taqwa of him. And do not die except as Muslims. O mankind, have taqwa of your Lord who created you from a single soul. And from that soul he created its mate. And from them both he sent forth many men and women. And have taqwa of Allah, the one whose name you ask by. And fear Allah with regard to your relatives. Allah is always watching over you. O you who believe, have taqwa of Allah and speak a word that is right. He will correct your deeds and forgive your sins. And whoever obeys Allah and His Messenger has indeed achieved a great success. To continue, the best speech is the book of Allah and the best guidance is the guidance of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the worst of matters in this religion are newly invented beliefs and practices. And all of these newly invented beliefs and practices are innovations, and all innovation is misguidance, and all misguidance is in the hellfire, as the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said. My dear brothers in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jal, He told us in Surah At-Tawbah, إِنَّ عِدَّةَ الشُّهُورِ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ 12 شَهْرًا فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ فِي كِتَابِ اللَّهِ يَوْمَ خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ مِنْهَا وَالْأَرْضَ مِنْهَا 4 حُرُمٍ ذَلِكَ الدِّينُ الْقَيِّمُ فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. The number of months in the sight of Allah are 12 months in the book of Allah since the day He created the heavens and the earth. From them are 4 sacred months. This is the upright religion, so do not oppress yourselves in them. My dear brothers in Islam, from the 4 sacred months of the year is Shahrullah al-Muharram, Allah's sacred month of Muharram. And if you reflect upon it, Allah Azza wa Jal ended the year with a sacred month, the month of Dhul Hijjah. And Allah began the year with a sacred month, Shahrullah al-Muharram, Allah's sacred month of Muharram. Allah Azza wa Jal began the year, as Al-Hasan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ افْتَحَتْ السَّنَةَ بِشَهْرٍ حَرَامٍ وَخَتَمَهَا بِشَهْرٍ حَرَامٍ. He began the year with a month that is sacred and ended the year with a month that is sacred. فَلَيْسَ شَهْرٌ فِي السَّنَةِ بَعْدَ شَهْرِ رَمَضَانَ أَعْظَمُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ مِنَ الْمُحَرَّمِ. There is no month in the year which is greater in the sight of Allah after Ramadan than the month of Muharram. And the month of Muharram, it has already begun. And we need to ask ourselves, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the Prophet ﷺ told us, this month is Allah's month, Shahrullah al-Muharram. Al-Imam ibn Rajab, rahimahullah ta'ala, he mentioned a benefit in this. He said the reason it is Allah's month is because the action that is associated with this month is Allah's action, the action that is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. and the action that is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the action of fasting. And since fasting is something which is only for Allah, in the sense that nobody knows if you are really fasting except Allah, then because this action has a greater level of attachment, so this month was named as Allah's month, because it is a month of fasting. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in a hadith that is narrated by Imam Muslim in his Sahih, from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiyallahu an, أَفْضَلُ الصِّيَامِ بَعْدَ رَمَضَانِ شَهْرُ اللَّهِ الْمُحَرَّمِ وَأَفْضَلُ الصَّلَاةِ بَعْدَ الْفَرِيضَةِ صَلَاةُ اللَّيْلِ. The best month for fasting after the month of Ramadan is fasting in Muharram. And the best prayer after the obligatory prayer is the night prayer. So from the things that we should be doing in this month, first of all, to bear in mind what we said when we recited the ayah in Surah At-Tawbah, فَلَا تَظْلِمُوا فِيهِنَّ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't disobey Allah in them. Don't oppress yourself in a month which Allah has made haram. Allah has made it sacred. Allah has made it special. Don't oppress yourself in that month. Don't disobey Allah and oppress yourself in a month that Allah has singled out for His worship and singled out for His obedience. Secondly, to fast as much of the month as you can. And we're going to talk in the second part of the khutbah about Ashura, about the day of Ashura. But even in general, for a person to fast in Muharram, perhaps they can fast Ayyamul Bidh, the white days, 13th, 14th and 15th of the Islamic calendar. Or they can fast on a Monday and a Thursday. Or they can fast more than that according to what is easy for them. So they can be from the people who get the reward of fasting in this month, which is Allah's sacred month. And Allah Azza wa Jal singled out a day in this month for fasting, which is more important than any other day in the month. And that is the day of Ashura. And that is the 10th of Muharram, according to the Islamic calendar, the 10th day of Muharram. And when we fast this day, we fast this day because this is the day in which Allah Azza wa Jal saved Musa. Allah Azza wa Jal saved Musa. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to fast this day prior to Islam. And Quraysh, they used to fast this day before Islam. And the Jews of Medina, they used to fast, or the Jews of Khaybar, they used to fast this day before Islam. And when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked them about it, they said, this is the day that Allah saved Musa from Fir'aun. This is the day that Allah saved Musa from Fir'aun. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told them, we are more deserving of Musa than you. We have more right to him than you, because we are the ones who are following him, not you. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continued fasting this day after Islam, just as they used to fast it before Islam. And it seems like the reason they used to fast it before Islam is because this was a sacred day from the prophets of old, from Ibrahim and from Ismail. And so the fasting of this day was passed down and they kept it. And in Islam, we also fast this day. أَقُولُ مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ الْعَظِيمَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We've been talking about Allah's sacred month of Muharram, and we said that it is a month of fasting in general, and there is one specific day that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam he used to look for, and that day is the 10th day of Muharram. Abdullah ibn Abbas narrates a hadith from the Prophet, so he narrated a statement that was recorded by Imam al-Bukhari, in which he said, ما رأيت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتحرى صوم يوم فضه على غيره إلا هذا اليوم يوم عاشوراء. I never saw the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم looking for a day to fast, searching for the day the way that he searched and looked for the day of Ashura. And we mentioned that this is from the Sunan of the previous prophets, and it was the day in which Allah saved Musa from Fir'aun. But there is one Sunnah that we have to remember, and that is that we have to be different from the other religions and different from the previous nations. We have to keep our Muslim identity separate. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, خَالِفَ الْيَهُودَ وَالنَّصَارَى, be different from the Jews and the Christians. So if they used to fast the 10th, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, لَإِن بَقِيتُ إِلَىٰ قَابِلٍ لَأَصُومَنَّ التَّاسِعِ, he said, if I live until next year, I'm going to fast the 9th and the 10th together. Why? To be different from the Jews and the Christians. Even the Christians used to fast this day. To be different from them, so that we're not like them, so we have our own way, our own identity. We don't copy them. He said, if I live until next year, I'm going to fast the 9th as well as the 10th. And if a person doesn't fast the 9th and the 10th, so they can fast the 10th and the 11th. They can fast the 10th and the 11th. And if they fast the 9th and the 10th and the 11th, because the month is a month of fasting, then there is inshallah ta'ala no harm in that. Something which is very, very important for us to point out is that with regard to the day of Ashura, there are two extremes, extreme behavior, that we see among people who claim for themselves Islam, and in reality, they have nothing to do with Islam, and Islam has nothing to do with them. Those people who take the day of Ashura as a day of sadness because of the death of Al-Husayn ibn Ali radiyallahu anhuma, and they beat themselves and they cut themselves, some of them, and they slap their chests and tear their clothes in the way of Jahiliyyah. These people have nothing to do with Islam, and Islam has nothing to do with them. And on the other extreme are people who celebrated the death of Al-Husayn. So they take Ashura as a day of celebration, and they give out cakes and sweets, and they celebrate that day. How can you celebrate the death of the grandson of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? These people have nothing to do with Islam, and Islam has nothing to do with them. This day is not a day of sadness, and it's not a day of celebration. It is a day of sawm, of fasting, and a day of worship. It's not a day to mourn or to be sad, and it's not a day to celebrate or to be happy. It's a day to worship Allah, the way the Prophet ﷺ worshipped Allah on that day, and the way that Al-Husayn radiallahu anhu worshipped Allah on that day, and the way that Ali radiallahu anhu worshipped Allah on that day. And that is by fasting that day as you would fast any other day, expecting the reward from Allah and being different from the Jews and the Christians by fasting one day before. And if you can't fast one day before, then fast one day after. It's very important, and I will conclude with this. It's very, very important in this matter that we take advantage of the days that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Wal asr, inna al-insana lafi khusr, illa alladhina amanu وعملوا الصالحات وتواصوا بالحق وتواصوا بالصبر. By time, man is at loss. If you don't take advantage of your time, you will lose. Except those who believe and do good deeds. You fill your time with beneficial knowledge and righteous action, and you call people to it, and you are patient upon it. If we don't take advantage of these days, we will lose out. We will be from those people that Allah said about them, إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ. Mankind loses out if you don't take advantage of your time. So fill this month with fasting and obedience to Allah. Don't oppress yourself in this month of Muharram. Take this time to come near to Allah with voluntary fasting. Look for the day of Ashura and fast one day before it, and the day of Ashura itself. And be from those people who take advantage of Allah's month of Muharram. ثُمَّ صَلُّوا وَسَلِّمُوا رَعَاكُمُ اللَّهِ عَلَى مُحَمَّدِ بْنِ عَبْدِ اللَّهِ كَمَا أَمَرَكُمْ بِذَلِكَ رَبُّكُمْ فَقَالَ قَوْلًا كَرِيمًا إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم أصلح لنا ديننا الذي هو عصمة أمرنا وأصلح لنا دنيانا التي فيها معاشنا وأصلح لنا آخرتنا التي إليها معادنا واجعل الحياة زيادة لنا في كل خير والموت راحة لنا من كل شر اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها دقها وجلها أولها وآخرها سرها وعلانيتها اللهم اغفر لنا ما قدمنا وما أخرنا وما أسررنا وما أعلنا وما أنت أعلم به منا أنت المقدم وأنت المؤخر لا إله إلا أنت اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في كل مكان اللهم كن لهم ناصرا ومعينا ومؤيدا وظهيرا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروا الله يذكركم واشكروه على نعمه وآلائه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله